Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 23 through 32. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of scripture. When he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' But he answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" they said. "The first," Jesus said to them. "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God.
Well, before we get into the message for the morning, let me thank you for your appreciation earlier. I was a little bit surprised, and my first reaction was, "It's been 2 years? Wow, I guess it is true. When you're having fun, time flies." Because I'm certainly enjoying being among you. So thank you very much. There's also an announcement that I want to sort of emphasize, and I'll just remind you that you've got an insert in your bulletin to sign up for the seminar this coming weekend that Joan Gray will be leading. There's all kinds of information about that in the newsletter, in the bulletin. You can sign up online, but we're trying to make it easy for you. If you haven't already signed up, you got a form, and all you have to do is just hand that to an usher or put it in the plate, and we'll make sure that you're registered for that. Well, our scripture reading this morning could go in many directions. This is one of those passages that you have about 5 or 6 sermons in it. And sometimes it's difficult to know which way to go with it. Some of the possibilities are you could talk about the question, who gives Jesus the authority to do what he does? And by the way, what he's been doing is he's been healing people. And what he's been doing is he's been questioning the church, scribes and Pharisees and priests. We could also talk about John the Baptist and Jesus' relationship with John the Baptist. There's a lot in this passage about Jesus' relationship with John and John's significance in Jesus' life. We could also talk about that old adage that's actually on our church marquee about practice what you preach, about putting your words into action. The little parable that Jesus talks about is basically saying, put your words into action. And we could also talk about how the gospel eliminates perceived differences among us and makes us one. We could talk about any or all of those things at length. But what I'm choosing to do today is to pick out one little phrase in this passage that I think kind of draws all of these themes together. And the phrase is where the first servant changed his mind. Changing one's mind. When we look at the Greek of this passage, what we find is we find the word metanoiao. And metanoiao, or we find what we think is metanoiao. Let me rephrase that. Because in all of our English translations, this word gets translated as either changing our mind or as repentance. And what it says in our English translations is that the servant changed his mind or that the servant repented. And the word that's usually used in the New Testament for changing one's mind and for repentance is metanoiao. Now, you may have heard even me talk about this word. It means to turn away, to turn, to change. And it means to change one's mind. But there's one little trick here. Our English translations say that the servant changed his mind or that the servant repented. But that's not the word that's in the text. It's a slightly different word in the text, and the different word is metamelomai. It's got the same root, same sound. Metamelomai. And what metamelomai means is a change of heart. To change what one cares about. And so there is a difference here between these two readings. If we're just reading in the English and we see change one's mind or change or repent, we don't realize that what Jesus is actually saying here is a change of heart. This servant changed what he cared about. Now, a change of mind is cerebral. A change of heart is much deeper. It involves emotion and experience. It's not just thinking about it. And this is what Jesus is trying to communicate to us in this story, is that this first servant has a change of heart. Life experience, empirical studies show us that what one really cares about always outweighs what one thinks about. Now, it does go the other way. What one thinks about can eventually change what we care about. But what we act on is what we really care about, not what we think. Not what we say. What we care about has a much greater impact on our lives than what we think. Now, both of these are a working dynamic in our lives, and they feed one another. But what Jesus is trying to get across to us in this story is that the change of heart is what is important. And whether it's a change of heart or a change of mind, neither of these really encompass the biblical understanding of what we call repentance. Because what it really is, it's a change of our whole life. It's a change about what we care about, what we think about, and what we ultimately act on. And that's when we get back to this little story of these two servants. And Jesus says, well, which one did right? And of course, everybody immediately jumps in and says, well, the one who actually acted. Their words meant nothing. Their actions meant everything. And the actions came from a change of heart. I want to tell you a little story about one time when I had a change of heart. I went to seminary when I was 37 years old. And I'm going to confess to you, one of the main reasons I went to seminary is because I had all the answers. I had it figured out. I lived by that motto, God says it, that does it, you know, that whole motto, you know. And I had the answers. And all I needed was the piece of paper. They gave me the authority, if you will, to go back to this passage, to give me the authority to tell everybody else. And that was really mixed up in my deciding to go to seminary. There was a whole lot more involved in it, but that was going through this whole decision. And so I got to seminary, and I want to tell you, I had the rug pulled out from under me because I discovered I didn't know nearly as much as I thought I knew. As a matter of fact, I discovered that there was a whole lot that nobody had even bothered to tell me. And that the gospel and the scriptures and the history of our faith is far, far more nuanced than I had ever imagined. And I was angry. I had picked out a couple of professors, and I had decided that I was going to graduate from Columbia Seminary without ever taking a class with them, because I had decided that because they were trying to tell me these things, that they were heretics. And they were messing around with all that stuff I had gotten right. And so I decided never again would I sit in a classroom with either of those professors. Well, one day, and I have to say, this was after I'd spent nearly a month in an alternative context in Eastern Europe, in Hungary, and discovered that there are people in this world who actually are Christians and think differently than we do. And after that experience, I was in the chapel service at seminary one day, the Friday morning chapel service. And I got up and jumped in the line like I always did to walk down the aisle and take my little piece of bread and dip it in the cup and go through the ritual. And about halfway down to the table, I realized that I was standing between those two professors. And all I can tell you is that the Spirit of God moved in me in a powerful way. Because by the time I got to the table, I was in tears. They were flooding down my face to the point that my classmates were asking me, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" But I didn't have any words. But I knew what it was. I couldn't come to this table holding the feelings that I held about those two professors. Well, I left that service and I went to the registrar's office And I signed up for classes under both of those professors. And it changed my life. Sometimes it takes a change of heart in order to change our lives. We can think about it all day long. We can talk about it all day long. But until we experience that change deep inside, we're just like that servant who said they would go to the vineyard but didn't. So as we come to the table today, a question for all of us is, what do we really care about? What do we really care about? And is it time for a change of heart? Amen. My friends, we truly are one human family. We are one human family with many branches on the family tree. But our roots go deep. And our roots are in the soil of this good creation, breathed into existence by God. And we are called by Jesus to have a change of heart and to participate in this amazing experience in which we exist. May we go from here and in the love of Christ, reach out to those around us, knowing that we are truly one human family. Amen.